When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, producer Matt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You were telling me something pretty exciting, and I thought it would be an interesting thing to tell the listeners who are listening right now.
Yes. Well, the news is, if you actually don't want to hear from me again in this context with ads, all you have to do is join the Patreon. And you can get an ad-free office hours experience.
So right now, there's rubes listening who are not paying, but they're listening to ads after ads.
Yeah, such as this.
I don't listen to the ads. I don't pay attention to that aspect of the show.
Yeah,
but you're telling me there are ads in this podcast.
Oh, whoever's hearing this right now, their experience of office hours is littered with ads.
Yuck. So, but you want
to
listen to it ad free? What do you do?
You just go to patreon.com/officehourslive.
What's that going to cost me? Hundreds of dollars?
Oh, not even close. Not even for $55, you can get a whole year of office hours entertainment.
$55? What? That's well. That's how much you can do it for $5 a month, correct?
If you're a fool,
right?
You would pay. You'd pay $60 for a year at right. $5 a month.
But dripping the money in every week.
Yeah, like a fool. Or you can just cut your check.
Sign up for the year, because we're not going anywhere.
No, we'll be right here. And if you pay, then you don't have to hear this kind of junk anymore.
Ad-free for patron subscribers. That's big.
No.
Let's lock the gates and start the show.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Good morning. Are we live? How are we doing?
Oh, yeah.
Vic said
the
internet
we're live.
Down.
No, they're
is
live. Looking down.
But... is looking down. Are you on, depression.com? Come on, man. People don't care about our troubles.
No.
They care about hearing a great show.
I'm going to cause more troubles for them.
No. I want to welcome everybody to Office Hours Live. Welcome, everyone. Good morning from Glendale, California on an overcast day. We don't mind a little overcast weather when it's sunshine 24/7 here.
Bruh.
Let me clear that. We are so... You know what? I heard somebody... I think it was you, Matt. I heard you burp the other day.
Jesus Christ.
After a delicious sandwich I got you.
That's right.
I said, that is disgusting.
Now you
then
know.
Then I realized, but this is what people have to deal with me. And it made me reconsider many things. But unfortunately, I do have to get that air out of my system if you want a good show. Good morning, Doug Pound!
Hi.
Let me see the highest. Give me your 10. Give me 10, Doug.
And give me what your 10 is.
Give me 10!
Push-ups?
I need energy levels of 10! Well, come on!
I can't do it.
Do a 9 at least.
Come on, push!
What do you want me to say? And I'll deliver a 10 at whatever you want me to say.
Go, let's go, Joe!
At a 10?
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Yeah. Let's go, Joe!
Oh, that's wow. It.
Joe.
Wait, Joe who?
Joe Cicerelli.
Rogan.
Okay.
Joe Cicerelli from Acme Grocery Stores out of Philadelphia. Joe Cicerelli listening today. Let's go, Joe! You know what, Matt? Do you know? Did you guys hear this resonation in the room? Hey!
Oh yeah, nice. Echo.
It's my resonator. It's my dobro.
Yeah, that's the voice.
My dobro's sitting
have
over
to,
here.
Have to mute that thing.
It's sitting over
mute
here.
Mute that, bro.
It's, it's causing a tremendous amount of.
Wake up.
We gotta dampen this.
Tim, can I ask you a personal question?
Personal questions are allowed in the first 20 minutes of the show!
Is that what Paul Simon is referring to as shining like a national guitar?
Like a national guitar.
In Graceland?
It could be. National guitars, I don't believe, are exclusively metal resonator guitars. But I'd be happy to be proven wrong on that.
You know, I wish I had the guitar. I wish I had that kind of talent.
Say that again, Donald?
You know, I wish I had the guitar. I wish I had that kind of talent.
I was going to ask you, sir, former President of the United States, Donald Trump, were you a fan of rock music?
There are so many great artists that I really, really like and respect. The Beatles or Elton John or so many others that I like.
What about John Lennon?
I respect as talent. Paul McCartney, terrific, terrific guy.
What about John Lennon, though?
There are so many great artists that I really, really like and respect. Aerosmith is terrific.
Oh, Aerosmith you like. Yeah, they did a Beatles cover. They did Come Together for the film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely. But I thought you had thoughts about John Lennon. I don't remember.
John Bon Jovi is a great guy.
Not John Bon Jovi. I'm talking about John Lennon.
John, the Beatles or Elton John or...
Yeah. No, John Lennon. Do you remember John?
John Bon Jovi is a great guy.
Not John Bon Jovi. I'm talking about John Lennon.
There are so many great artists that I really, really like and respect. I knew Michael Jackson very well. I knew him better than probably almost anybody.
Oh, really?
Better than anybody.
Wow. Almost anybody. That's a little... I don't know if that's something I'd go on the record about. I mean...
Pavarotti was a very dear friend of mine. I love Pavarotti.
Yeah?
I think that's all he has to say.
We should do a screening of that Pavarotti doing it with the Spice Girls. Have you ever seen that? Pavarotti duetting with the Spice Girls is really good. It's one of the great videos.
Was it
of all
an
time.
Opera song, or was it, like a pop kind of thing?
I don't know. I can't remember. And he also does "It's Such a Perfect Day."
That with one's Lou the Reed. One.
Oh,
that's really,
really
good
pick.
Too. I'm glad I made it. But he does Lou Reed. What do you have there?
I got the Spice Girls.
Okay, let's.
That's what I have. This is
what song are they doing?
Viva Forever.
No. I mean, how hard is that opera anyways? Is what I'm doing that much different?
I think it's easy. The opera's easy.
Is it that much different what I'm doing, though? Would you be able to tell?
He probably doesn't need a microphone. He just projects into the audience.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover.
That's gonna make your voice sound like you're starting a car.
That's what I was gonna say.
All right, folks, the show has begun. We've got, you know, a show. I don't know if it's going to be a good show or not.
Sit
Seems
back,
like
relax.
It might be a good
enjoy
show.
Enjoy yourselves a cup of Three Stooges coffee and enjoy the show.
Very good. Thank you. By the way, we are in direct...
This is a damn fine cup of coffee.
We speaking of coffee, folks, stop it. Just... Jeez.
It's been a week. You know, we got to get it out.
Well, listen.
We're all backed up. The drops are backed up, dude.
Speaking of coffee, we are now in a arms race, or as a cold war, as a hot war, as a hot cup of coffee war with Three Stooges blend coffee. We're trying to eliminate them from the market. We have the Three Stogies brand of coffee now you could get, which is exclusive. Calm down. What are you doing? Are you cycling through? Is that what you're doing?
I was looking for that.
Oh.
A nice theme song.
But do you want me to plug this or not?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Three Stogies, Matt. Where can people buy Three Stogies brand coffee?
Go to officialofficehours.com and click on the store link.
This is good coffee.
One, two, great three. Coffee.
I think we're still drinking the Three Stooges blend at the moment, but
our bags will be here next week.
Can you show the image?
We had a taste of it, right? Didn't we have a taste?
We approved it.
We sucked it down. It was good.
Our extensive tasting notes were incorporated into their production. We had lots of thoughts on the acidity and the...
We flew down to Guatemala. We met the farmers.
Met the bean makers.
There it is. The Office Hours Three Stogies coffee. What's it called? What blend is it, Matt?
It's Tim's Smoky Blend.
It's my Smoky Blend. And we puff some of our Cubans and blow some smoke all over those beans. Sort of a blessing. I mean, frankly, it's good coffee.
From Pennsylvania.
Yeah, great. Those beautiful Pennsylvania beans. The Sloppy Boys are going to be on the show today. I love the Sloppy Boys. I just like fun stuff. I like fun music. These guys rock. It's funny. It's a nice combo of like, it's kind of they're kind of catchy songs, but also funny songs. You know, that's right in my wheelhouse. But it's not easy to do. A lot of people fail horribly at that. And the boys, Andrew Michon and is it Cole Escada? Did I get that right?
Wrong Cole.
Cole Hirsch.
What? Cole Hirsch?
That's correct.
Cole Kush? Toby Wong?
Wake up.
Cole Hirsch?
Is Cole Hirsch?
He's a TikTok sensation.
Yeah.
How do I know? I don't have TikTok.
It's the truth. You can trust us.
TikTok round the clock.
We got a car full of Zoomers in here. Oh.
From Podcast Outside, just celebrated their podcast Bud Outside celebrating their 100th episode. They're going to come in and be with us later on.
It was going to be a surprise, but.
Well, whoops. It's not. Oh, no. The big surprise is ruined.
I love surprises.
How are people going to recover? What's the point of watching now? Turn us off, folks. Shall we say hi to a Zoomer quick, just to crack the egg?
Nick and friends, are you on?
Nick, hey, where are you guys called? What are you guys on the road? Is a band or something like that? What is this?
What's going on? Are we unmuted on our side, Luke?
There they are.
Yeah, we're driving to Marigold, Mississippi.
Yeah, what are you trying to kill me?
I don't know if guys, I can hear you.
That guy on the right looks like he's in Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Here we go.
Is that Cosmo?
Yeah, that's Cosmo, the drummer from Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I don't know what it's... Someone told me if you're from Mississippi, which we played it before.
So you're out on the road playing shows?
First show back.
Holy moly, what's your band called?
Teddy and the Rough Riders.
Teddy and the Rough Riders. You mean like Teddy Roosevelt?
Like Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Wow. What do you guys like? Dress up like you're in the Spanish-American War when you play?
George Washington.
No, we just dress like we work in restaurants.
Yeah. What kind of music is it?
Country rock.
Country rock.
Out of Nashville.
Do you have your seatbelts on?
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. So you're on the road right now, huh?
Sorry?
You're on the road right now, huh?
Yeah, we are. We left about an hour ago, although we were in the Sonic drive-thru for about 45 minutes.
How good does it feel to be on the road, getting back to doing what you love? America's back, ladies and gentlemen. The life I love is making music with my friends. On the road again. All right. Well, what else do you have for me? Where are you playing tonight? Are you playing tonight? What the hell? It's like you're acting like I'm a gorilla and you're at the zoo. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? What is the deal? Just snap out of it. It's like you're entranced.
What's the deal with what?
Hello, wipe that smile off your face. Where are you playing tonight? Geese.
What are we playing?
You said thank Mississippi. You, boys. Mississippi, where are you music. Playing? Give us the town.
Plug your show. I don't know.
It's in Marigold. It's at the grand opening of a bar called Hey Joe's.
Marigold
Hey Joe's.
What?
Yeah, what state?
Block party.
Mississippi.
Block party. Mississippi. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen. Have a great show. Make sure you're in tune. That always helps.
Hey,
the
check out their river while you're there.
Oh, I will.
All right. Bye, boys. Good luck. Have a great show.
Thank
Welcome
so
back into the Bye. World
Damn
of entertainment.
Seatbelt on.
Oh,
get your
boy. Look
on.
At that. They got the van. Doug, you ever tour in a van?
Yeah.
I once did. I mean, I've done a fair amount of touring in vans.
Wait, I've toured with you in a van. Remember the Sprinter?
Yeah, we've done Sprinter tours. But I remember the first time I did any kind of tour, I was in college. I was in a band with Eric and a couple other guys. And we did this little winter tour down south into the southern states from Philadelphia. And I stopped at this place called Biscuitville. We all did. And I had myself a country gravy smothered biscuit. You understand? That white gravy all over that biscuit.
Woo-wee!
And you know what happened? I had the diarrhea quick.
Wait a minute, it smells so good.
And I emitted a smell out of my own ass and nearly knocked me out. It was awful. I was very sick from that meal.
So I have some Gruyere cheese.
Yeah? What else, Julia?
It smells so good of all that cheese.
Quakey, hate that fudge.
Okay, thank you, boys. Who else is out there? Somebody that's maybe not on the road at the moment.
Right. You want a pun? We got someone with a pun.
Oh, he's accepting puns? Right. Rarely do we get one we enjoy.
Peanut butter, hot one pun per pair.
Hello, hello.
Check, check. Can you guys hear me all right? Hello, great to see you. So what did the celibate Buddhist monk say with delight and surprise?
What did the celibate Buddhist,
after a life of celibacy, he pleasured himself for the first time.
Mm. Walk us through that again. What did the celibate Buddhist monk say?
Say with delight, utter delight and surprise when he pleasured himself for the first time.
Don't know.
Ha! Penis comes from within.
Ha! Penis comes from within.
Thanks for coming.
I like that one.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
Thank you.
My daughter said something this morning, very funny. They were talking about whether they'd want to be a boy or a girl, and Millie was really interested in finding out why Charlie didn't want to be a girl. Give me one reason why you'd want to be a girl. He's like, I don't have any. I don't really want to be one, so I don't have to. And my daughter says, well, I wouldn't want to be a boy because I wouldn't want to have a dirty penis. I wouldn't want to have one of those dirty penises. Okay.
She's got a point there.
Yeah. My dick is so dirty. Stanks. Anyways, filthy show today. Miss Warwick hopefully is not listening.
Right.
Let us hear it for our wonderful interview with Dr. Warwick last week. She's a doctor of music, I'm sure. PhD, an honorary.
Penis.
Let me check it to Chickadee China. The schedule here. Who died this week, Vic? Any ideas? Who died?
Who was there? There's Mr. Mondale.
Mr. Mondale. Vice President. Walter Mondale. A feckless vice president who ran... dared to run against our Ronnie Reagan in 1984. How dare you? Right in the middle of Morning in America, here comes Walter Mondale. I don't think so. I don't think you're going to be President Wally. Now, apparently, by all accounts, a wonderful man. Midwesterner. Minnesota. Right? Oh, yeah. Who else, Vic? Bernie Madoff.
There we go.
We said goodbye to the great Bernie Madoff. I wonder how much money he made off with. I wonder how much money he made off with. If I had a parrot, I'd teach them to do that. I wonder how much money Bernie made off with. How much money did Bernie made off with? And of course, the late, great gone too soon, Jim Steinman, the man behind the meat.
Oh, yeah.
He was known as Jim, the man behind the meat, Steinman. He was the singer, he was the songwriter and producer for Meatloaf.
Yeah.
He went to heaven. How ironic that the man who gave us Bat Out of Hell went straight to heaven. That's at his funeral.
Hello, everybody. My name is Oscar Steinman. I was Jim Steinman's brother. Hold on. I was Jim Steinman's brother. We are here today at the National Cathedral in Arlington to say goodbye to my brother and to many of you, a great friend and just a very talented producer and songwriter and musician. You know, I find it ironic that the man who wrote Bat Out of Hell is on a one-way course to heaven. And now here's a few words from his longtime partner and collaborator, Meatloaf. Oh, thank you, Meatloaf, for singing.
There's nothing left inside of me.
Okay.
Does anyone like Meatloaf?
I like it when it gets a little crispy on top, you know, when you keep it in that ketchup kind of crisps up a little bit. Caramelizes. Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
Well, I mean, not the meat, the food, yeah.
But... you took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, he's awesome. Man.
Oh, it must have been while you were, I was kissing you.
I
took the
about...
words right out of my mouth.
I mean,
where is he on the Grateful Dead scale?
You better be right now, you better be down, I'm going to get out now, Ladies and gentlemen, he's heading to first base. Remember that old thing? That whole thing with the baseball analogy and everything. No. Better stop right now before we go any further. Better stop right now. I gotta know, would you love me forever? Run, dun, 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 dun. Come on, that's good. It's fun. Well, I remember this time was a song we did down we were yesterday. Come on, gotta love the love.
It's pretty good. It's like,
it's fun.
Yeah.
Tried to show you just how much I care.
There's a great video of him. If you could find this, this could be fun to watch in the after hours, Vic. It's Meatloaf at the Australian Football Championship or something. And it's late in his career. His voice is gone and he cannot hear anybody. So he's on a whole other range. The key he's in is not the key the band's in, you know, one of those deals. It's wonderful.
But this is the one I was just playing was him with Mitt Romney.
Oh, right.
And he's doing America the Beautiful. It gets crazier.
He's
Romney's like arm in arm with him.
He's starting the car with that vibrato. Yeah.
Romney's like waving, trying to get off the stage as quick as possible.
No, that old Meatloaf's good, though. That's a great album.
Old Meatloaf. That's good.
Old Meatloaf. Leftover. Make a meatloaf for the weekend, and then you have a meatloaf sandwich. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
A little butter and salt on that. Me oh my. Me getting hungry. Vic. That's it. Those are the only people who died this week.
Fake meat.
Oh, that Derek Chauvin, I guess, hung himself this morning in the jail.
Wait. Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't he? Come on. That's it for him. He's going to get fucking killed in jail, right? He's going to get shivved.
They'll keep him separate, I'm sure.
You think so?
I think so.
He's just going to be some kind of in solitary confinement? Mm-hmm. That sounds like terrible torture, too. Imagine that. Imagine me just being alone with my thoughts all day without an audience. Yeah, just kind of.
Jimmy just like put a chalk
line of a camera on the wall and just talking to it.
I'll be doing full on a cappella versions of Meatloaf Bad Out of Hell for myself. I remember when it was yesterday.
Singing into his toothbrush.
That's why I walk a straight line. I do not mess around with the law. I am an obedient citizen. I do not want to spend my life in jail.
Right.
Believe me. If there were no consequences for murder and you know all kinds of things, mm-hmm. I'd be out there slicing them up. I get my machete and start rocking it. Woo! Off their heads go. Right, Doug?
Would you do that? I couldn't do that personally.
I think, who would I go after first? Then I go, hey, you know what? I don't want to go to jail. Oh well.
Hi, this is Vic Berger here. And you know I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen, it's chef-created, dietitian-approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the Chef's Choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the burger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Berger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb salmon. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. And get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. OFFICEHOURS50. At factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
People are just going to have to keep on living. I have another game, but please, everybody, okay, just calm down. I'm not a homicidal maniac.
Please stop this defund the police abomination before someone gets hurt.
Who said that?
That's Bongino, of course.
Oh, I love how Tim Pool is out there going on about, I hope the police resign en masse.
En masses.
Somebody did a good thing. They compiled all the wrong takes he's had. Mm-hmm. Like why would you be so stupid and foolish to listen to anything that guy says? Everything he says ends up being wrong.
Doesn't matter. He just moves on. You know, that's it.
By the way, Vic and I and Doug and Matt have been obsessed with Frank. I'm calling it Frank TV.
Yeah.
That Mike Lindell broadcast. We're working on the Oscar special, getting that ready for Sunday night, everybody. And we've got a beautiful show ready. And it's going to be a really something else. But I'm watching this going like, how do we top this? Some of that Lindell stuff is unbelievable. He was just the prank from the Donald Trump guy. That was I was watching that live, and we were like, you know, did you just? It was like watching the moon landing.
I wish he would have like prepared more and had more like drops though, so he could do a whole kind of like conversation with him, because he just only had the one.
It was such a He didn't reel him in for too long,
right? But it was worth it though, just to see his reaction, like how like upset he was and like let down that Trump did not call him in. Yeah. I like when Lindell burst in when the other two guys are taking over, and then he would just grab the mic, the lav mic, and then just start talking into it.
There was that great overhead shot, and you see this tiny little news desk. Like, where are they? Do you know where they are?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's his house, though.
Right.
Because you can see like the wall switch and stuff, like the light switch on the wall and everything in the background.
He must be back on the pipe, right?
There's something going on there.
On the pipe, because he went for like 24 hours straight.
When his site was working, oh, by the way, he claims he had over 2 billion views.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. But he was almost like laughing when he announced that.
Right.
But he like when his site was working, I was going through and you can see all the shows that he has planned, like daily shows.
That's like High Network.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's amazing. It's so inspirational.
Right.
But I don't know if we can top it. I just think he's ahead of us. What was I going to say? We're going to play another game that I just invented today. It's called Who Are These People? And it basically, I go to people.com and I quiz Doug and Vic about all these so-called celebrities, about who they are, or like, you know, you'll see. It's going to be a fun game. Maybe the audience can play. Let's say hi to somebody, Matt. God, I've just been going on and on.
What do you want, a Zoomer or a
anyway,
hot, we could go like,
oh, Hothead Hotliner?
I think we do have one on the line.
We always love that. People love that.
Oh, a bone pick. Let's see. 773. 773. You got a bone pick? Okay. You're on the Hothead Hotline.
Come on, Piggy.
It's my old area code.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Look, I have many bones to pick, but I have one big one, a large bone, with you, Mr. Tom.
Is it the femur?
Apparently, you don't like rap music, hip-hop music.
Uh-huh. So what?
Now, here's the bone, is that your reasoning, I remember, was that you don't like rap because it doesn't make sense. You can't hear
the
words.
I said now, a hard time hearing the words when they're off rapping. Nacho cheese. I don't say it doesn't make sense. But go
ahead. Okay, well, there's another guy who I can't hear the words, and he doesn't make sense, and you're a big fan of him, and his name is Bob Dylan.
I don't think there's any problem understanding Bob Dylan's words as he's singing. I don't think anyone's – I've never heard that argument. Never heard that that perspective.
He's got to pronunciate, man. I can't understand him. It's like he's got an accent or something.
But here's the real point. I don't care that you don't like Bob Dylan. Why do you care that I don't have
That's
a particular, you know, I'm not a big hip hop guy? Why do you care? Why is that a bone for you? Why don't you just let me live my life and I will let you live yours with your own taste, as long as it doesn't interfere with me?
That's fine. But look, I know that there's a lot of rappers out there who could, you know, write songs around Bob Dylan. He's really not the best. Bob Dylan is, I think, Mr. Overrated.
There you go. Very basic, very, it's a, what you've offered us today is a very basic, and basic being a negative, a pejorative these days, right, Doug?
Yeah.
You're up on the lingo. It's a very basic take. So a basic,
that's fair.
It's a hack take, as I would say. Like people who don't like me.
I'm a basic guy.
People who think I'm the worst. That's got to become like, that's like a hacky take now. That's like, oh, yeah, I know. That's like, yeah. That's kind of obvious. There's people that don't like Tim Heidecker. They don't like Tim and Eric. So what? It's kind of lame.
Well, I will say I love the Yellow Brother Band.
Get him out! He doesn't even know the name of the band.
Yellow Piss Boys, the Hot Piss Boys.
The Yellow River Boys guy. Okay. And
Yellow River Boys. Seriously, I appreciate your... I recently found them, and I was in tears showing my friends. It was hilarious.
Well, cheer up. Don't be crying.
This hothead backed off pretty quick with his argument.
Listen,
not very hot.
I thank you for your compliments, but let's just all live and let live. Live and let live.
You know what we forgot?
What?
City of the day.
I'm getting to it. I know. I'm not off course.
Are we done with Bone Picker?
Oh, no. I want to talk to him for another 20 minutes.
Tim, did you hear about
By Bone Picker.
Did you hear about the grave robber?
No.
He had a bone to pick.
City of the day.
Okay.
The city of the day.
Hey, I don't see the ad in here, man. There it is. Okay, folks, the city of the day. We have a new sponsor today. City of the day is Krieger and Densmore's Creaky Den Doors. Don't you hate it when you're in your den having some private time and someone sneaks up on you? Don't you wish your den had a door? Well, now both of those problems are solved because the surviving members of the Doors are now doing doors. That's right. Robbie Krieger and John Densmore have teamed up to offer Creaky Den Doors installation anywhere in the continental United States. Krieger and Densmore's Creaky Den Doors are loud because people are strange, and you'll hear them coming. The hinges on these doors are guaranteed to creak for life, or your money will love me two times. Order now. That's got to be a typo there. Creak for life, or it your works. Money will love me it two works. Times. Okay. Love me two times? Order now and receive a limited edition hand-painted This Is The Den, My Friend, sign to hang over your creaky den door. Say, hello, I love you, to your brand new creaky door. After you open up your door, break on through to your den and have a glass of scotch, read a history book, or write a love letter to your L.A. woman, because den privacy is now possible with Krieger and Densmore's creaky den doors. That's one of my faves right now. Krieger and Densmore's creaky den doors. It's just fun to say. Dumbledore, whatever, from Harry Potter. Is that something? Dumbledore?
Dumbledore.
There you go.
Dumbledore.
Big door. You a big Doors fan, Doug?
Everyone had their Doors period.
Yeah, thanks to Ollie Stone.
Mine lasted about a week.
I think looking back on it, they were not so great. As David Crosby says, they couldn't swing. They didn't. They had no groove.
I think they're pretty good. They have a lot of songs.
You know, they were they had a brief little period there. They were 66 to 70, right?
What was it? That mm-hmm. promise that
break
you
on
made.
Through to the other side, light my fire.
Why don't you tell me what she said?
That light my fire song, what that's a little that annoying. That you
made? It's a standard though. I mean, ding 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 ding
ding. Do you think he started maybe that style of like Creed kind of singing all goes back to the Doors?
It does. The, is that the Harm What's Jarl?
The Jarl.
Do you think he started the Jarl?
I'll say. It's definitely. the rain. You know,
yeah, I mean, I could hear that.
You know that book, Please Kill Me? You ever read that book, Please Kill Me? Matt must have read it.
Of course.
By Legs.
Legs McNeil.
They make a pretty strong case for the Doors being like pretty, you know, a very influential group for punk, because a lot of those early punkers were Doors fans.
Hey, we got this is like a super hothead that is like demanding to be put through.
They're better than that. I'll say they're better than the Dead.
Yeah. Oh, I like this song a lot.
3-2-3. 3-2-3 are there.
Cool. Yeah, they're fine.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? It's Eric Wareheim.
Oh, hey, Eric. How are you? Is this the real Eric Wareheim? Can you identify yourself somehow? People probably think this is a prank.
You lost. There's a haunted house in our first apartment, and a ghost stole your John Lennon.
Yes.
Photograph.
Okay, and can you recall a scent that came from me after a Biscuitville lunch on a early 12-tone system tour?
Wait, I can't remember. What's that one?
We had a van. We had a van tour. If you remember the van tour we did,
yeah.
I had Biscuitville. I had a meal from Biscuitville. It was white gravy. And it created a terrible odor out of my ass that ruined the van for some years. Yeah, you remember now.
I can confirm that. I can confirm the Biscuitville incident.
Do you remember me breaking one of our synthesizers as well?
I remember being on it. Yes, you were in a band called 12-Tone System with me. We were on a small tour. You broke a synthesizer right before our performance. And of course, we used the old analog one.
Yeah.
And it was serious.
It was bad.
17
news.
People in a house show. It was like the most important thing in the world to play that show.
I didn't break it on purpose. It was like I put it on a stand that wasn't secured and it just dropped.
Dropped
5 feet.
It was sort of rare. You normally don't do that kind of stuff, but I remember being like, what the fuck? You know, really wanting you to get it together.
Yeah, it was. I was apoplectic. I was completely embarrassed and ashamed, and I ruined the show. It was like, and like, how are we going to fix this Moog analog keyboard that's like got all these weird transistors in it and stuff?
I mean, what the fuck?
The tour's off, but we somehow fixed it. It was okay.
We got it together.
What are you calling him here to promote your book? Is that all you care about now?
No.
You don't care about my show?
No. I'm calling about a Heidecker thing.
Uh-oh.
I signed up for the High Network.
Yeah.
And I paid the premium. I paid the premium amount. I'm a member every year. I get to watch everything.
Yeah.
Then I hear that you're doing a Chunker interview.
Muncher.
And I'm so excited. And I log in. And my password's incorrect. And I use the same password I use, you know, for a lot of stuff.
Right.
So it's not like
all your different streaming services and stuff. What?
Yeah.
So well, what's your password? What is the password?
Call.
What is the password? Let me confirm.
Password is I love Sunshine Brule 69. If that works.
Okay. I love Sunshine Brule 69 or season 9, did you say?
69.
Okay.
No, 69. You could plug that in right now.
I apologize. I mean, it's definitely something we could probably discuss offline. You know, I mean, you could easily call me or text me or whatever.
Oh, this is you guys are doing the show now?
Yeah, you called into the Hothead hotline we have here. This is
This is just the same. It's the number on the High Network website.
No,
I'm excited to see the content. I'm excited to see the Oscar special. But if you could send Doug over.
Yeah, you should just call me. I'll hook you up with a free pass. I don't know if you need to pay for any of my content. I assume I'm getting a free book.
Oh. I'll see if we can do that.
Well, there should be a couple spares, no?
Well, yeah.
By the way, I provided a blurb for your book.
A nice blurb.
Is that news that can be, is that public yet, or?
What'd you say, Tim? What was your blurb?
I don't public. See, let me look it up real quick and see if it's a good one.
Might not make the cut. Nice. Remember the blurbs we had?
You know
the blurbs that we had for for our book, the Zone Theory was the. I thought that was a good joke.
Oh my god!
It was. We got everybody you could imagine to just say the same thing. I don't think I've ever seen that joke done before.
So good. It's like Flea says it.
Yeah. Anthony Bourdain.
The weirdest people.
Here, I have it.
Yeah.
I have it right here. Listen to this. You've got, I can't, you know, Eric, I'm losing my eyesight. Did I tell you that?
Dude. Yeah.
Could we be a comedy duo can we be a comedy duo if we both have glasses? That's a little weird.
You might have to do contacts.
I'm going to get some.
I can't lose my look.
Leg extensions.
All I have is my look.
What if I got some leg extensions and we're both wearing glasses? It'd be a weird. It's our new phase.
Love it.
We got Malcolm Gladwell, Questlove, Jason Schwartzman, Aziz Ansari. That's big. Your Master of None is coming back in a week. Next month. Moby.
Yeah.
Judd Apatow. Uh-oh. We got a few problems on the back of this book, though. We got Marilyn Manson listed on the back of this book.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to do a reprint.
We got to get that off. Yeah.
Ben Stiller, that's cool. Everybody says, Zone Theory helped me to become a happier, healthier, more confident man. I recommend it to everyone I meet. Buy it now.
Tim, you know what would have been a great blurb for Eric's book? If you said that for Eric's book.
Oh, that would have been a nice callback.
Tim, what is your favorite recipe from Eric?
What is my favorite recipe from Eric's book? I would say those spicy wings. Don't laugh. I'm serious. He made them for me once, and they were delicious. I haven't tried to make anything.
I like veggie burgers.
But they're full of delicious foods. I can guarantee it.
It's crazy. A lot of Tim and Eric fans are not quite. They don't quite get it that it actually is a cookbook. I get a lot of Pittman comments, of course I love.
Come on. I would be sick of the Pittman's comments. I mean, I am sick of the Pittman's comments. Like,
well,
can't just people understand that we're We're extremely diverse, wide-minded people.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, just go on a journey with us.
Yeah.
You know, we developed indie comedy.
Right. There wasn't, you know, really indie comedy before Tim and Eric.
Alternative.
It was true corporate. It was so corporate. And
yeah.
Then we come along, but change the game.
Before comedy, yeah. We were doing music. We were doing cooking. We did all that kind of stuff. This is just one part of my life that I really enjoy. Am I going to go back to making Cinco commercials someday? I hope so.
Yeah.
But at the moment, follow me in this food and wine world. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to fucking do.
Hello, right. Food fans.
But wait, are you on the are you public about your new passion? I feel like you kind of are.
G-O-L-F?
Yeah. Yeah. My audience is first graders, so we can talk around it. But you've been swatting at little balls.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. John C. Reilly texted me. I've been sending him videos of me just like drinking on the course, just being silly.
Yeah.
Trying to get him out. He's like, dude, golf is the worst.
He hates it.
It is full. It's like you're Trump. It's bad for the environment. And I'm like, I get it. But yeah. I have nothing to do. I have to be outside.
Well,
in the house.
I mean, listen, at least
my
you're
with my cat.
Yeah, you're getting out, you're walking around, you're getting some sun, you're moving your legs. I get it.
Yeah. I used to play golf when I was in high school and would sneak these huge cigars and smoke when we were like 14, and we'd get so high we'd have to lay down on the grass. You know.
Puffing away.
But
there's nothing in there but tobacco. You're just getting high off the tobacco. Right?
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
Well,
maybe we'll do a golf bit someday.
But are you getting good? You're like an athletic guy. Like, you have natural inborn athletic skills, I think.
Thank you. Yeah, I did slam dunk in high school. I was a basketball player. I do have huge news for you.
Okay.
Regarding golf tech. This conversation is getting really boring. People,
no, it's okay. I got to let you go anyways, but give us the big news. What does that sound?
Big news is
golf
I texted you for some technical,
yeah.
some technical advice.
Yeah.
I took your advice and I got the Apple Watch.
This is what the audience wants to know, that you're now an Apple Watch guy. Wait, you know what Doug's doing, by the way? Do you know what Doug's doing, Eric? This is why we have issues with Doug. He's playing ambient sounds of golf, which is essentially just a.
But like, what is that one
just
though?
Crickets.
Is that like a credit card swipe or something like before
it's
you play?
It's the worst sound. It's like not
automatic
ball watcher,
ball tier. So
oh,
it's a,
okay.
Nobody wants to hear
that. If people really know golf, they'll like that.
I
wouldn't
have known that one. That's a deep cut.
Like, all I hear in my ear is. Not fun.
Well,
doesn't enhance
the
show.
I try, and sometimes.
But
I
can't you find sounds of like
that's too base
well,
level.
YouTube
though.
Is screwing me over because that's the top.
Get
hit.
In the hole.
Yeah, get in the hole or four. What about four? What's
have
that?
You seen any of the Trump golf videos? Those are actually fun when he just drags the ball into the hole when he gets kind of close.
Yeah.
It's like, they're the best.
I love that that's his only like thing that he does, and he doesn't seem to enjoy that either. Seems to like be kind of just plodding through it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for calling in.
Listen.
Can I ask why'd you get the watch?
Yeah.
What's up with the watch?
Good question.
I saw Tim wearing it, and I
got jealous.
Looked Tim's fashion. And I've been so hesitant because they look really dumb, but I got one with like, it looks like a leather band.
Mm.
So it sort of looks cool. And to be honest with you, I got it for GOLF. Because I'm out
what is
there.
It, what does it do for you? What does it tell you to just like, what does it do for you for your golf? Is it, I don't understand.
Well, you can be out there and with the apps now, it'll tell you you're 120 yards away.
Oh,
so
shit.
Then you know So you don't, but that's on the phone. And I want to be out. I want to be off my phone. I don't want to be Instagram swiping. So, with the watch, you just get out there and just a number pops up.
Right.
120. You know what club to use.
I think that's
you
cheating.
Hit it.
I'm just kidding. I don't.
It's not. It also does that.
I don't think it's cheating.
It's good for walking around. It tells you how many miles he walked. You know, it's all, it's kind of fitness vibe.
Vic, would you, Vic, would you have any interest in caddying for Eric at some point?
I could do that, but do you use a do you use the golf cart or do you walk the whole way? I'm kind of lazy.
This is a tough question.
Oh my god! You know, you definitely know the answer to that.
It's the golf cart.
But maybe we could do some sort of golf drop concert one day. You two on the back of my cart.
Oh, that's amazing!
That would be thing. Awesome.
18 holes. Just you guys are like scoring my golf outing.
That's amazing.
It would be nice.
Uh huh.
I love that idea.
Play some music to build you up.
Get the crowd to watch.
Yeah.
You know, get a crowd going.
The clapping all right, and
well,
sound effects.
You know, the audience can't believe you're calling in. They always, every week, why doesn't Eric ever call in? Why does he? Do you, well, are you guys still friends?
I'm a huge fan of the Trinity and Matt Carlin. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to support High Network once I can get in, send Doug over with a hard drive or something.
I'm going to have Justin Gaynor get in touch with you directly because he is the master of all things. Okay. Justin Gaynor, you've kind of dealt with him because he redid our website.
I love Justin, yeah.
Poor Justin Gaynor. This High Network is doing very well, but he's like, oh my God, we just created a monster. Like now he's responsible for this thing to actually work.
I got it. Hopefully I got to get his private number. I'll call him on my Apple Watch.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. I'll actually be talking to you later, guys. Won't I be? Yes, I will be. Goodbye. That's Bye. Eric Wareheim from Audubon, Pennsylvania. And the poor sloppy boys, are they waiting?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, let's bring them in.
We're in trouble.
There's three of them.
Sloppy boys!
Sloppy boys, you got to unmute on your side.
Oh, come on, guys.
What is up?
There they are!
Hey!
The Sloppy Boys! Hey. Wow! Wait, I don't see them yet, but I hear them. That's cool.
What? Sloppy Boys, say something.
Hey!
Oh, I see Mike.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mike?
Yeah.
And where's Tim?
Check. Tim right here.
Tim, say hi.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead, finish it. Go ahead.
What?
Finish it. You said hello, but I need you to finish it.
Baby.
There you go.
Hello, baby. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Now, you guys are spread out all over the place. Where's everybody calling in from?
Where I'm in New York right now.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, dude. If anyone asks, it's the best fucking city in the world.
Of course. And Tim, where are you at? You got to be in L.A.,
you know I'm in L.A. Los Feliz, come on now.
Hello. And the other one, I can't... Who's the other one?
Hello?
Hello, there he is.
Hey. No, that's Tim again. Oh, no, you got me. I'm in sunny Southern California.
That's Ooh. Mike, right?
That's Mike.
This is Jeff. Hey,
that's
hello.
Jeff. That's Jeff, sorry.
I'm Mike.
Mike, there's Mike's in New York. All right, well, thanks for calling in, guys. Wanted to check in on you, get a name check and a location check.
See where we were. Yeah. Well, where are you?
Me, I'm in Glendale.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have to drink there?
I'm drinking a pitcher here of Cosmopolitan.
That's
same here, buddy.
A little early.
Yeah. It's way too early.
Yeah, why are you drinking so early? Is it just for the benefit of the show? Or?
It's sort of the benefit of the show and sort of the routine sort of I've gotten myself into in the last couple months.
Just drinking.
Yeah, it's the pink drink that makes you think.
Makes you think, huh? What about you, Tim? Are you having a beverage?
Yeah, I've got kind of just my favorite here, like the two martinis, you know? Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's funny. Last week I was talking to, I was talking about John Boehner and how he's created an identity, which is very... very closely associated with drinking wine, and I was kind of down on that idea. You know, how do you guys feel about? Have you given some consideration to the idea that you're so closely associated with something that could be kind of dangerous, kind of bad for your health?
Yeah, we put the word out every time we do a pod. Well, every once in a while when we think about it. You know, don't drink, don't drive, don't you know, argue with family members while you're drunk, type of stuff.
Okay. There you go. You're having a. What are you having there?
Me, this is a Cosmo.
You are both having Cosmos, but then Tim's having a martini. Okay.
I'm having two martinis.
You're having two. I mean, you're having one at a time. You're not having two at once, are you?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a whoa. Too many martinis going on here.
Oh, geez, hey, look at you. Too many martinis. That's terrific.
Isn't Boehner is a cannabis guy now?
That's what I heard. He's a big. He's on some board. He's He says he's not he doesn't partake himself. But he. I don't have a problem if that's what you want to do. Then that's okay. I have no problem with that. As long as I'm getting a piece.
So it's all about the money.
Sloppy boys.
Go to hell.
So how's your year been? Because you've not been able to play out. What have you been doing? You better got a record out. What's been going on in the world of the Sloppy Boys?
We had to stop all of our tour plans and stuff. We were going to go up to probably play the South at some point. We were going to go up to Seattle and Portland and play up there. So we had to push that all off till undecided. And we put the album out in, when was that, August? No, July last year. And then we started the podcast, the Sloppy Boys podcast.
And what is that podcast all about? Is it just you guys talking about music?
It's mostly we make some drinks and we talk about those.
You guys must have had some crazy experiences though in the rock and roll world, because you guys are true rockers.
Oh yeah, we hang with the best.
Like who? Who are your guys? Who are the folks you kind of bond with and party with?
Oh, who do we hang out with? We are good friends with the Dropkick Murphys. Actually.
The Dropkick Murphys. Those are kind. Yeah. They're like the kind of Irish pub rockers, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Shipping off to Boston. Well, they. We get voicemails from those guys all the time. We actually, one of them, the lead guy, was out at a bar the other day, and he made this little voice message and gave it to us. I think we sent that in.
Matt, do you have something from that? The Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, there it goes.
Oh. They left us on our voicemail.
They left it on your voicemail.
Oh yeah, on St. Pat's, right? He said, "I'm hanging out with somebody, hanging out with a celebrity. I gotta tell you all about it."
He's a JFK, and Molly's gay. I didn't see the postman or JFK. I'm hanging out with Costner. I'm sipping on the Foster.
Oh my God.
He's talking about his Oscar. I'm hanging with the guy from JFK.
Did you hang with who?
The guy from JFK.
The guy from JFK.
Yeah, can you believe they said that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Crazy.
It's kind of it's a little bit of a braggy, a little obnoxious, maybe, to be so excited about hanging.
Yeah. Go to the, and a lot of work to put in just to tell us who he's hanging out wolves. With.
Oh, what was that? That one either. Wait, who was
he showed his bare ass and Dances with Wolves.
And you have something, you have some issue, some connection to Eric Clapton too?
Oh yeah, well, guys, remember we met Eric Clapton, and then he invited us back
English
to his
guy
place,
we met,
which
the
was
English
kind of cool
guy.
For
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but then Clapton, he likes to party a little bit. He said, "How about we get some Mexican cervezas, right?
Right, beers."
And then we're looking around. We're like, "We love that type of thing."
Yeah.
And then we said, can you just make sure you give us some citrus fruit to squeeze into the cervezas?"
That's kind of a classic Mexican beer move, right?
Exactly. Right. And we said, if you have the right citrus fruit, that would be perfect for us. And then he got kind of really serious, and he told us this. I recorded on my voice app, but he said this to us.
Let's play this. Oh, I know this song, yeah.
He got kind of sad.
Oh, boy.
Dark. Voice app sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it be okay?
Yeah.
If I had beers with lemon.
Yeah. He said this.
Modelo Tecate. Modelo, right.
Yep.
Or Coronas with lemon.
Sure, yeah.
If I had the loot. If I had the loot, okay.
Right. Do you think he'd be rich?
He's got it.
I'd buy the right fruit.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I don't. Can I substitute
beers with lemon.
Because you usually have it with lime. You usually have it with lime.
You typically have it with lime. And, you know, we had to be really patient to hear him say all that because he really takes his time with it.
Wait a minute. You just talked over your own bit here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the voice app's still going.
Yeah.
But the only wedge I got,
the only wedge I got,
is a yellowy lemon squeeze.
A lemon weed. Do you say a lemon weed?
A yellowy lemon squeeze.
A yellowy lemon squeeze. I see.
Oh, and by the way, COVID is a...
Oh, wait, no, stop that.
Whoa.
Is that from... No, that's from... Eric, that's is not, Eric is a big anti-masker.
I know. Yeah, it's unfortunate he does that type of crap. But
yeah. Any other encounters with people? I can't remember if there was any others that
I had a funny one with the Shins. Do you know the Shins?
Yeah, I remember the Shins. Well, they were big in the early 2000s. And
that's right.
Garden State.
I don't know if you know
sure.
Zach Braff is dating Florence Pugh.
So
familiar with that?
So Zach Braff, okay, let me, because this is sort of almost playing into our people.com thing. Zach Braff is dating Florence Pugh, who's from Midsummer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's right.
And, you know, people didn't like that the age difference.
Oh, I see. Because he's probably, what, mid-40s? A little
yeah,
older?
Something like that.
And she's in her 20s, right? So nothing illegal going on there, but certainly two different generations. Would you agree?
They're refusing. Sloppy.
I think they went down.
Oh, did we lose?
They went their audio's down. They went completely mute. Sorry, guys. We have no audio on them? We have no audio
on
anybody.
What's going on? Oh, did we disconnect? What's going on?
Sorry, boys. Stand by. I still see them, so it's having an audio issue. Well, anyways, while you figure that out, apparently... I don't think it's on your end, so I think you can stop. Did we go down?
We're checking something, but it should be okay on our side. I think we could play.
Well, this is a message you got from the Shins regarding the Zach Braff, Florence Pugh situation.
Yeah, I heard it, so there they sent it.
Let's hear that. Oh, this is that song of theirs, the famous song.
Ooh. Zach Braff, he can fuck who he wants. And so can Florence. Now just leave them alone as they pump away. Don't peek as they get into bed. He's giving her head.
Oh, jeez.
But you don't mind what they do. Mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah.
He can put it inside any willing woman or man.
Oh my goodness.
After scrubs, that's when he found that he can move on from coming in gym socks and bottles and jars like his dad said.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This guy from the Shins knows quite a bit about Zach Braff's sexual life, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're good buds.
Kind of gross.
James Mercer from the Shins. I guess he's
a good message.
Pretty defensive about his buddy Zach Braff there. Interesting.
Yeah. You make some,
he took a hard line on that.
What's Mercer got high? You know,
right.
What's going on with Mercer that he would stand up for Braff out of nowhere like that?
Anybody else you've been in touch with?
Do we ever tell you about the time we met the Bee Gees?
No, you met the Bee Gees,
oh,
the Gibb
yeah.
brothers?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We didn't meet him. We didn't like shake their hand, say hi.
Right.
But, we were behind them at Subway.
Get out.
And yeah.
All
yeah,
we three were, brothers?
All three brothers were together and they were trying to figure out what they wanted to get. And they were worried about, they didn't have enough money or something. So again, we pulled out the voice app and we recorded this.
Get out of here. Listen. Yeah, so this is a voice app recording of the Bee Gees at Subway. Let's find out what's going on.
Excuse me, ma'am, could you answer me a question before we sit and eat? Just something we need to know. How cheap are your subs?
How cheap are your subs?
I really mean
tonight, 'cause we're gonna order up some food. We're hangry as hell, and it's almost 1:30. Oh, they buy one, get one free. What do you say?
Wow.
Wow.
I'm surprised. Beautiful. Because the prices are fairly well explained at a Subway.
You know, they're like right up on the wall, right?
Yeah.
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 It was, it's also where, I mean, you'd think you'd have a lot crazy of money. Eric Clapton also not having a lot of loot. What's going on with these guys in the residuals? Are,
well, the problem is, you know, a lot of these guys signed deals when they were very young. Mm-hmm. And it always is in the favor of the record company or the managers or all the consortiums out there. So it could very well be that they're having financial problems at certain points.
Yeah, they get the wrong money. Yeah,
Spotify's not helping.
No.
Sucks, but it happens.
So we've got to have we're going to have some other people come in. It was supposed to be a surprise, but it's not. We did have a surprise today. Eric Wareheim called in. That was pretty cool.
Ooh.
I don't think I have anything else to ask the sloppy boys. You know?
No?
I mean, I don't know. Do we?
Do you want to bring everybody in all at once?
You can, sure. But if you guys want to hang out.
I want to know about more celebrity encounters.
Do you guys have?
I could do this all day.
These are not my glasses. Yeah. Have you met anybody else?
I mean, we got hundreds.
Oh, Mike, you had a good one.
All day and all night, whatever.
I guess we could talk about the time we hung out with Lizzo, if you want to hear
Lizzo.
That.
Oh.
Yeah,
Doug knows Lizzo. Doug knows
it's a big one.
No, personally?
Yeah. Didn't you work with her on something?
I did work with her, yeah. Want me to text her?
Oh, she's great. We went. Yeah, she can corroborate this whole story.
She won't
story.
Text back. She doesn't.
Me. We were hanging out backstage with her once after one of her shows. It was great. Bunch of people back there.
Mm-hmm.
We're all laughing and having fun and maybe, you know, something we're not straight smoking, some things we're not supposed to.
Hey, guys, 420 was yesterday, so chill.
I know. I'm still feeling the effects.
I hear that.
So, we were hanging out, and one of her dancers was just being this really funny guy. He was doing this funny Sylvester Stallone impression.
Oh.
And we all thought it was so funny. And I laughed and kind of, it's tough to say, but I farted a little bit and, you know, it was sort of solid fart. And
solid fart? You mean you made an accident in your pants? Like,
it's, you could say that. There's one way. Yeah. And this is sort of what I said when that happened.
Okay. Let's take a listen. I suppose this is a Lizzo song.
It's like what I did after that.
Yeah, but this is what he said.
People were like, what just happened to you? Let me figure it out.
Pull my pants down, check for turds.
Mike, what are you doing?
I think I shit myself. Pants down, checking for turds.
Oh, God, it stinks.
I think I shit myself. Pants down, I feel like a turd.
You should go do this in the bathroom.
Gotta change myself. Pants down, unlike a nerd.
It's fine, just please.
I think I shit myself.
Wow.
It sucked.
Gotta change myself.
Stop. Yes, I know. Get out of here.
Gotta change myself.
Go change. Go to the bathroom and change.
I think I shit myself.
We know. Go change.
Gotta change myself.
Would you please just get out of here?
Here I go.
That's awful.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
That sucked.
Yeah. Sorry that you went through that.
It sucks that happened.
Yeah, it's embarrassing for us as a band, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Whatever, you know. You'll get
over it. Makes for a fun story.
It really does. Yeah. And a funny story,
Lizzo won't
too.
Forget him, too. Then.
No.
Right.
Sloppy Boys' latest, I guess, which came out very many, many months ago, but is still racing up the charts, Dancing on the Wind. That's back from 2019. Do you have something more recent?
Yeah, Paradiso.
Paradiso. I'm not seeing it. Oh, here it is. Oh, yeah, Paradiso. This is the one right here.
Oh, that's the one.
Is this your Sergeant Pepper's?
You can see, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get you laid, breakfast at Bellevue, out on the town, the Masta Bong Ripa. Oh, I wanted to ask you about this new recipe challenge you guys were all talking about.
Mm.
What is this food that somebody, one of you have made, and you're trying
to Reiko Chaichi.
Oh, Reiko Chaichi.
Reiko Chaichi. What is Reiko Chaichi?
That is a dish I made many years ago. It's rice, corn, chicken, and cheese,
right,
kind of all cooked together and put some hot sauce on it. And,
sounds good.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's all one pot, very easy to do.
Great.
But we just did it on our Patreon recently, the blowout, and we all made it and we all talked about it.
There you go.
Nothing we all talked about it. Did you think that maybe we didn't talk about it, Tim?
No, I would assume you would. Who made the best rochichi?
I think I did. No one had rochichi. No.
None of them are good.
Reiko Chaichi.
Reiko Chaichi. Well, Doug can't eat that because he doesn't eat chicken or cheese.
Oh, shit. But, well, just get just have corn and rice.
Hey, Tim, did you know that?
Reiko.
Go ahead.
We do a lot of cocktail talk. And we came. Did you know that you got a hit cocktail named after one of your comedy characters?
No, I didn't know that. What is it?
This is the spaghetti. It's real.
Really?
You take a drink out of a
High
Miller
Life,
High Life. You know, the clear bottle Miller High Life.
Yeah.
And then you top it off with Aperol. It turns a little red.
Oh.
And it's a big hit. Spaghetti.
It's called a spaghetti.
It's called a spaghetti. Yeah. I feel like it was in like Bon Appetit magazine and everything.
And it's related to my character. It's not a coincidence.
It is. I looked it up. I think a restaurant in Baltimore. Fans, yours.
Where's my piece?
And Tim,
where's my cut?
You said it's like a fake Italian thing, and that's why they call it.
I
see. Yeah, because Aperol is fancy, but you're putting it in a Miller High Life, so
American brew. We're going to have the podcast, but guys walk in here. Do you want to play a game with them? I've got this game I just invented this morning. It's a big hit. It's called Who Are These People?
I love it.
Of course.
And now the only thing that you need to do is guarantee me that you're not going to hop on people.com. Can I get your word?
Would never.
Come on in.
My account is suspended.
Andrew and Cole, good day to you. Good day. Good to see you in the flesh. Good day, mates. Today we got Andrew and Cole from Podcast But Outside.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We are live on the air. You've got a box of goodies.
Yeah, we got some stuff, but we're just playing this game, whatever you want to do.
Okay, yeah, well, I would assume that would be the case.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got a mic up so you can hear. Well, you can hear me just fine, right? We've got the Sloppy Boys on the Zoom right now.
Hey, everyone. How are you?
Hey, guys.
So it's a true sausage fest here. all Caucasian men.
Yeah.
We've got our highest total of Caucasian men since the 8-hour the 8-hour show last year.
It's exciting.
It's
a big year. It's a big moment for podcasting.
Say it's going to be a white boy summer, right? Isn't that what Chet Hanks said? Any encounters with Chet Hanks, Sloppy Boys?
I wish.
Saw a movie starring his dad.
Right? You know who his dad is, right? Tom Hanks.
We know who his dad is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Yeah, that guy who got COVID all those months ago.
Yeah.
It's about to be a white boy summer.
So here's the game, folks. You can play at home. It's called Who Are These People? This is all stuff people on People Magazine are talking about. Who has just filed for divorce from Mike Cawson after 6 years? She says he cheated and broke her trust, says a source.
Can I guess? Yes. Mrs. Mike Cawson.
Mike Cawson?
Mrs. Cawson.
Mrs. Cawson, no. Not looking for... Vic?
Renee Zellweger?
No.
Zellweger? Laura something?
Nope.
Laura Dern.
Jane Lynch?
Was it?
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch is not the correct answer. Sloppy Boys, it's to you. You could clean up.
I know it. I know it. And I know it's Winona Ryder.
It's not. No. That's not correct. Anybody?
I got to go Winona Ryder as well.
Still not correct.
How is that not right?
Yeah, boy.
You suck.
Last chance here. Who's left?
Jeff, you want to give it a whirl?
Gene Triplethorn.
We're looking for Jana Kramer. Jana Kramer.
No!
I knew that.
That didn't work out with them.
All right, now let me ask you this. And we'll start back. Doug, I guess you're still going first. Doug?
Yes.
Who is leaning on ex Mark Anthony after their recent split? saying they have a great relationship.
Who is leaning on Mark Anthony?
Oh, this is an easy one.
Yeah. I'm going to have to say Lena Dunham.
It goes to
it
you.
It only makes sense.
I'm gonna go with a real answer. J-Lo.
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez is correct.
I actually knew that, but
but you just wanted to be funny.
Playing for comedy.
I'm going for the joke.
Okay.
Here.
Going for points here.
Let's see here. We'll stay with Vic since he's got the lead now. I thought I had some other ones here. Okay, how about whose wife Lauren gives birth to baby number 3 after experiencing minor complications? Whose wife, name of Lauren, gives birth to baby number 3?
Wait, what's the wife's name?
Lauren.
Whose wife? I don't know.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Martin Lawrence.
No. Lauren Lawrence.
This is going to be a surprising guess, but Hugh Hefner?
No. Okay. Hugh Hefner's passed away.
I know, but that's why it was surprising.
Yes, it could be. Cole, any guesses?
Jane Lynch?
No, not Jane Lynch. Slappies!
Gene Triplethorne.
No.
I got it. It's Matt Lauer.
No, it's not Matt Lauer. I got it. I'm looking for anybody, any other guesses there from the Sloppy Boys? You just had 2. I think we could use one more guess.
I got nothing. Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michaels is not correct. It's somebody named Nick Carter. Okay.
Is he a Backstreet Boy or NSYNC man?
Backstreet Boy.
Backstreet.
He's a Backstreet man.
Or is he like the son of a Backstreet or a brother of a Backstreet brother?
Who is expecting their first baby via a surrogate, overcome with gratitude? I'll give you one of the names of the couples, Taylor Frey. And he is having a baby with a surrogate. Who is the other gentleman in this couple? You've got, of course, Taylor Frey, Frey. And looking for who he's married to, and they're expecting a baby now. I'll start with start with Andrew Michon.
I'm gonna say he is married to all of the guys from Queer Eye.
No,
it's not a polygamous
situation. Okay. Cole,
pretty sure that was you, Andrew, right?
Yeah, that was me.
No,
not Andrew.
No. Looking for the husband of Taylor Frey, Doug.
Taylor Frey's husband is the guy who.
If you don't have an answer,
the singer of Creed,
a musician, trumpet player, Herb Albert.
Nope, Sloppy Bees.
It is a trumpet player. I know that, and I do want to say it's Miles Davis, the late great Miles Davis.
No, it's not Miles Davis. No, he's been dead for many years.
But a trumpet player nonetheless.
That's true. You are correct there.
Final answer? LeVar Burton.
No. Oh,
can I guess?
No, it's not LeVar.
If it's a trumpet player, is it Doc Severinsen?
No, it's not.
Ooh. Does he play any other instrument? Hold on. Does he play any other instrument besides the trumpet?
I don't know anything about this person. I will say he's an actor. I don't know if he's an actor. Yes, he is an actor from the show Nashville. Tim?
Josh Duhamel. Got to be Josh Duhamel.
Nope, it is. Correct answer is Kyle Dean Massey.
And is there any word on who the surrogate is?
They're not revealing that right now. They're not revealing
that. Might be one of Miles Davis's friends.
All right, shall we play?
Could be a trumpet player, too.
One more question, okay? It's tough because I don't want to use ones with pictures. Boy. You can all see the screen, can't you?
I can't read that far.
I'm not looking. I don't have my glasses on.
I have that face blindness thing.
All right. Who is celebrating 8 years sober with messages of hope for other struggling addictions? He says, sending lots of love to my people who have been on this journey with me. 18 years sober for who?
18 or 8?
18.
18.
Sloppy Boys!
Post Malone.
Post Malone is not correct.
Who's that Instagram guy who's boxing everyone lately?
Jake Paul.
Him?
It's not him, no.
Damn.
Doug?
Keith Richards.
Nope. Victor?
Is it Mr. O.J. Simpson?
No. Andrew Michon?
I'm going to go with Matt Lauer again.
Right. Matt Lauer is not the correct answer. Finally, Cole, you can sweep.
Do we get any hint as to what career this person is
too
in?
Late for hints. I mean, okay. Everyone's already gone.
All right.
Let's do trumpet.
Okay. No trumpet.
No trumpet. Let's do Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon is incorrect. We were looking for Jack Osborne, son of the great Ozzy Osbourne. Jack's
heavy metal, nice.
Yeah, 18 years. Any experiences with Ozzy? Sloppy?
I heard that he hey, sloppy. Did have
huh? What is it then, guys? Anything?
Oh, we heard that he bit a bat.
Oh, he did, right. I remember that story. He ate a bat.
Turns out it was a Louisville slugger. Stories got mixed up in
what
the
What is
papers.
He, a beaver? All right. Well, Sloppy Boys, I love your energy and your stories, and I love your music.
Thanks. Hey, thanks. We love your music.
Thanks. Tim, I should have asked you this, but is there any chance we could have John Lennon pop on the show?
You know, there's always a chance John Lennon might pop in.
Okay. From the grave, maybe?
You're right. He's here. He's back from the grave.
John Lennon, are you here?
I'm here, Tim.
Well, what's it like up there in heaven?
Oh, we've got a great band. Miles Davis is up here, and he and I just sort of play guitar and trumpet together all the time.
That sounds great.
Right.
All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
We're trying to get that quote from Donald Trump about John Lennon. What the hell?
Pull it up.
All right. Bye, Sloppy Boys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Enjoy the Sloppy Boys. Wherever you listen to music, get down to Sam Goody.
Part of a life. And I can say his music was a big part of my life. And
who's that?
We missed John Lennon. John Lennon was a special guy, a special genius in the truest sense of the word. His music was amazing, and we all miss John Lennon. He was a part of a life, and I can say his music was a big part of my life, and we miss John Lennon.
He was part of a life, you got to admit.
You got to admit he was part of a life. I mean, no question about it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I more than most, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
He's known for that, for sure.
He was known for that.
Congratulations to Podcast But Outside for celebrating 100 episodes of your podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels good.
I think it's a great concept. Is it executed perfectly every time? Absolutely not. But it's a great energy and a great idea. You set up outside with some microphones. People come by and you talk to them.
Yeah.
Who's the wackiest person you guys thought? Did you ever get into any kind of trouble?
You know, we've had some situations. Someone tried to threaten to beat us up one time.
Why? Are they nuts?
He was nuts, yeah. He then tried to fight a car immediately after. So he just had some issues.
You guys seem like it'd be pretty easy to take you down.
Hey.
I'm just you want me to try? I can do it right now.
No.
I'm gonna smash this Dobro over your head. Easily. No resistance.
No.
Tim.
Why
Tim,
not?
Tim, it's going
Why not?
Fine.
Everything's fine, Tim.
I'm not kidding. Actually, I am kidding.
Oh, that is very funny, actually.
Everybody,
it is as funny as it was scary.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'd like to see Phoebe Bridgers try to take this out on 9 Live TV. I mean, that should be coming right back and knocking her out.
It's a mirror.
Anyways.
What do you think you're contributing to the show?
That's a good question. I'm getting distracted by things, you can tell.
Wow.
I want to bring in a Zoomer because we've just been so negligent to them, and I want them to come into the conversation. So, Matt, can you bring me somebody?
Sure, let's talk to Brooks.
Brooks. Zoom. How about not bringing a dude? How about that?
Let's
be honest with you. It's getting a little...
You should see. It's a sea of men. Are you seeing in there today?
Yeah.
A lot of men.
I'm about ready to ban the beard on the show.
I know.
In the Zoom.
I mean, it's crazy.
Clean
today.
Shaven or nothing.
Oh, but it's I also have Justin Gaynor standing by. I just saw him pop in, so I need to talk to him too. Jesus Christ, what a tough show today. Eric really threw things off, son of a bitch.
He did last minute. But that's Brooks fine. Is on, though. Brooks.
Hello.
Yes. What sorry is it, Brooks?
Sorry for being a man.
You have a Dan Electro behind you.
Oh, yeah, orange one.
Yep.
Tim, you know, one other thing I noticed.
Go ahead, Doug.
Every Zoomer has a guitar in the back.
They love it.
We have a type. We have a type.
They love letting me know that they can rock and
Brooks
roll.
Brooks is great. He's got his account on Instagram is really cool. Just want to say
you know
that.
Right.
Oh, thanks, Vic.
Yeah, yeah, follow him.
What is it, what's so cool about? I'd like to meet his brothers. I want to go to Brooks Brothers.
Yeah, it's good. That's good.
You must love that.
Do you want to play Berner Stern again?
Do I want to play Burn or Stern? Again. No, I do not. I think that was a very funny game, but we had a guy playing sound clips, whether it was, you had to guess if it was David Byrne or David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA.
Yeah, it was me.
I know.
Oh, okay.
It was so memorable, I forgot. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What like do you have for me today?
That was it.
I'd like to play. You can play on your own time.
All right. Thanks, Brooks.
I will play with myself.
Thank you, Brooks.
I own slaves.
Podcast. What is that fucking thing? Who said that? Who played that?
That was Rush.
Excuse me.
That was what?
Rush.
May have sampled some beans.
I don't like that.
Earlier.
I don't like that. Talk.
Too negative. Just say I'll have plenty of gas.
Say, well, I haven't done my Rush Limbaugh impersonation in quite some time.
It's been a long show. If you guys are hungry, we do have sandwiches for sale. We are selling sandwiches as part of
to who? Me?
So anyone, you or listeners, anyone from LA's local.
Well, the listeners are
if they're
digital,
local. If they're local.
I'm not having people come down to my house to pick
up
sandwiches.
No, we can deliver them. Yeah.
What kind of sandwiches are they?
We got eight different kinds.
Eight different kinds of sandwiches. Yeah. I mean, let me guess. You got a turkey sandwich in there?
Hey.
No
guessing.
No guessing. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Well, I mean,
we're not trying to start a sandwich business. This isn't like a pivot. We made too many sandwiches and now we're trying to sell them.
We don't want to be the sandwich guys or anything. Look, if you make one sandwich, usually it's for you.
For you.
Right.
If you make more than five, you got to sell those things.
Tim, you seem incredulous, but I've bought many sandwiches from you over the years.
I have not sold sandwiches. I don't know what you're talking about.
Someone sold me a sandwich that said it was yours. I don't know.
Can I ask a question? Sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I may quote the Bee Gees, how cheap are your subs?
Yeah, how cheap are your subs?
We're negotiable.
We'll get into price.
So, yeah. Okay.
I got some cash.
First of all, I'd like to know what I would be buying.
Yeah, well,
what
we got, let's see here. We just have a PB&J, which is, you know, classic peanut butter
how
and
much is
sandwich.
That going for?
That is negotiable. All the prices are negotiable.
Okay. $1.
That we could talk about that.
We talk about that. Was way
but
off.
But to be honest, once you hear some of the later sandwiches, I don't think you're going to want that one.
Okay, one more sandwich, then I'm going to bring Justin Gaynor into the conversation.
Okay, we do have eight, but okay.
All right.
well, we've got
what's your top sandwich?
Well, we have
sandwich you're most proud of.
Probably the deconstructed sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, what's that?
It's also
like a puzzle.
It's like a puzzle.
Well, we took it apart, you put it together.
It's a jigsaw sandwich.
I don't want to put my sandwich back together. I just want to eat a sandwich.
Okay.
That's not for you then, clearly.
Yeah.
One more, and then I'll get to Justin Gaynor.
Well, so we just had John Hamm on our 100th episode of our podcast.
Oh,
so
look at you. I had Dan Warwick, so big deal.
No, I loved it. I listened to it.
Now you have us.
Big deal.
So we have a ham sandwich.
I can get John Hamm, and I can call him right now.
Yeah.
Call him right now. Get him on my podcast. No, you know what? I won't bother him. But you know what? I'd have him here in a second.
We have a ham sandwich, which is not made of ham. It's just inspired by John Hamm. Which is just a traditional red sandwich.
A traditional red sandwich?
Yeah,
it makes it red.
It's a classic. It's just a classic red sandwich.
What's
right
making
there.
It red? Is it red dye or hot sauce or what? I don't want to just eat red.
It's just, it's I don't know. Sandwich. It's just known as a red sandwich.
Oh, okay.
And then, I mean, you seem to love the sandwich stuff. We also have some sandwich water if you're interested.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
What? It's sandwich water.
I don't
want
to drink sandwich water. I want to drink water with my sandwich.
Look, this gives you everything.
That's making me sick.
You don't want a sandwich water?
All right, like Justin Gaynor.
I like these sandwiches. Can we do one more?
Yeah, one more.
Yeah, one right. more.
Well, our show is called PBO.
Podcast But Outside.
Yes.
So, of course, we have the PB&O.
Yeah, which is peanut butter and... this is portobello and...
Orange.
Portobello and orange. Yeah. I'm sorry. This one's portobello and
what
orange.
What a mess.
Yeah, a little orange.
Yeah. And then we have one more PBO, which is...
Portobello, mushrooms, and oranges?
Yeah.
This one's peanut butter and olives, which...
I don't want that either.
I love this bit.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes any sense. All right, Justin Gaynor, I wanted to speak to you briefly because this is the last time we're going to be speaking before the Oscar special this Sunday, days away. How is your energy levels? What has this past month been like for you?
The past has been insane. My energy levels were a little bit better before Eric Wareheim publicly threw me under the bus.
Well, he sounds like he just, I mean, it's not a problem on your end. It sounds like he just put in the wrong password, but you can take care of that, right?
Yeah, we call that user error.
Yeah, that's a user error. So Justin Gaynor, if people don't know, he's like the On Cinema, I call him the On Cinema Scholar. I think that's your new title. And you built the High Network site from nothing, from ashes of Adult Swim's, indifference to our show.
Sure.
And as far as I know, it's going to work like a charm.
Well, yeah, a little bit of pressure on now to make sure it actually works. But so far, so good.
Yeah. So it's really amazing that you just built this from nothing. It was, I don't know, you basically built a little mini Netflix for us that people are going to have to pay for to see our show. How many subscribers do we have right now? What? Give me the total, because I got a total last night.
Yeah, let me pull it up and take a quick look.
This is big. Drum roll, please.
We are at...
Hold on. Wait. The guys do not... The guys don't have access to a goddamn drum roll. It's unbelievable.
I'm playing it.
Thank you.
We are at exactly 4,800 subscribers.
4,800 annual subscribers. What was our best guess estimate when we launched this? Where did you think we'd be at right now? Half that?
If we had hit 1,000, yeah, I would have felt good.
Yeah, we are fully funded, I guess you could say, for the Oscar special and season 12. But I mean, it's not like we're trying to reach a monetary goal, because the more we get, the more we can do. So, and it will be the only way to watch the show. So,
and I hope that people realize that, you know, the subscriptions so far have already substantially changed the plans for the rest of the year.
Well, I was going to say, like at the beginning of the year, when I realized that the Oscars were actually going to be later, it said, oh, this gives us a little bit of a window to try to figure something out. Can we actually do this? And our first thought was, well, why don't we just try to do like a something in my garage here? Let's throw up a green screen, or let's throw up something. Let's do it for free, and let's just like make something almost like the Our Cinema Oscar special from a few years ago. And then we just said, well, if we're going to do this, let's fucking do it. Can we do it? We said, yeah. Let's do it for the right way. We don't want to no half measures. I don't know what
I mean, I think this was obviously the more difficult road to take.
What are you playing?
We're doing funny sounds in the background.
Why?
Creating an atmosphere.
Just realizing that they do that?
I realize they're doing it. That's why I stopped the show in its tracks. Because it's completely disconnected from what I'm talking about. It's like they're in their own planet. I'm going to... Where's my kill switch, Matt? Damn it. Anything else, Doug? Is there anything else?
Back to the High Network talk. Okay. Let's go.
Let's get it to 5,000 subscribers today. Right, Let's Justin?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And tomorrow, just so everyone understands, tomorrow night we're going to do a replay. Now, that's controversial for you to have that kind of hat.
I know. I hope no one screenshots it.
But tomorrow night we're going to do a replay of last year's Oscar special on the High Network site. So you can watch and figure out, like, because everyone's writing me like, but I have a Google Fire orbit stream stick. Yeah. Can I stream it out of my ass? Will I be able to watch it upside down? You know, everyone has their own little way of watching something. So that's your way to beta test your home watching experience. But you feel confident that it's just going to work for everybody.
I sure hope so.
Well, you either feel confident or you don't.
Is your system more reliable than Frank TV?
Significantly.
Can it handle 2 billion
Will it be able to handle 2 billion subscribers at once?
As long as they're fake subscribers like his, yes.
I mean, behind the sort of the engine of the video players, it's basically just Vimeo. right?
Yeah, we're using Vimeo's live streaming service.
Yeah, but we're paying like a premium, so it's got all the
bells and whistles. Bandwidth. Yep.
So, yep. But if you've watched some, if you want to really just make sure you know how to work it, just watch something on Vimeo, and that will be kind of what the experience is like. So, not that much different than the YouTube shows of the past years or this show.
Can you cast? Sorry, can I cast it to my TV from the Vimeo? Does that work?
You should be able to. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I've been able to in a few of our test streams. So.
Yeah. And what was the other question somebody had? And as far as like how, all you're going to do is go to highnetwork.tv. And if you're signed in, like Eric Wareheim is not, he has to get up to speed on that. But it will, if you're signed in, you will see it there.
Watch now button.
You'll watch now and there it will be. If you're not, then you're going to get a, you know, sign in, please. Experience. And that's how it goes. So please be kind to us and Justin. He's worked very hard. It's been a great experience to kind of talk to you almost every day about it and get my counts. I like getting my counts.
And I think it's going to let us do some very creative stuff moving forward.
Yeah. It'll be much more than just the Muncher interview, we hope. We expect. All right. That's it for you. Go back to counting our subscribers every day.
Will do.
Every
moment. Thanks, guys.
Refresh, refresh, refresh. Okay. Thanks, Justin. Talk to you later. We are at 11:30, Matt. Are you boys planning on staying for after hours, I hope?
Sure, we'd love to, yeah.
Well, that'll be a treat.
Could I promote something very quickly?
Of course.
Golf-related, because Eric was talking about golf. I have a music video that I made with the Legends Cuckoo Kangaroo that's coming out tomorrow.
So that I'd is like incredible,
to,
Vic.
Like to promote that.
Did you film it, too?
I would have if the pandemic was going.
I
but,
see.
But I,
so there's
know,
no video
them,
footage.
I told
video.
Them I made all the shots and everything, and you know, and worked with them, and worked with this guy Jules, who's like their video guy, and came up with the basic concept and put it together. And I think it's something.
If you follow Vic,
yes,
you'll see
you'll
it tomorrow.
See it. I'll be pushing it.
I saw it. It's very cute, very clever, yes, very very.
It's
good job.
You know, something kids and adults can enjoy.
Absolutely,
so,
Doug. Great. What do you have?
I have a new two-way crew video that is about to drop. So follow me.
Two-way crew is back.
Not for kids.
Wowee.
Not for kids.
Well, it's not really. Kids could watch it. There's nothing really bad. Not,
is there bad
not,
swear
it's
words
not
in
for
it?
Kids.
Right, but it's.
I saw your buddy. I saw your buddy, or my buddy too, Mikey Campman on Made for Love last night. We watched the finale of that show from producer Matt's wife, executive producer. Matt's wife is the executive producer, and Matt's a producer. Just a producer, a family of producers.
We produce.
What's her name?
And
Mikey
her
was
name?
Great.
Mikey was great, and you know so who funny. Else is on that show? Is Weird Al Pacino, our friend Chris Bagnell,
yeah,
did a great job
plugs.
Acting too.
Lots
I'm in
plugs
sad.
Today.
Huh?
I gave him your headshot, Doug. I don't know why she didn't really respond.
I didn't see any parts for Doug on that show.
Now available on HBO. What's the new HBO called?
Min. Oh, Max.
Miniature HBO.
Looking at my Kenwood hi-fi system.
I saw the new two-wed. It was great.
Oh, thank
loved
you, Matt.
It. How
and
did I
the,
not see it?
How did, yeah, how is he saying this?
You got to be a Doug Pound subscriber on Patreon.
All right, subscribe to Doug's Patreon. Continue to subscribe to Office Hours Live Patreon. You don't have a Patreon, do you?
We do.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in our after hours.
Okay. But yeah,
many,
check out our podcast.
Too many subscriptions.
I saw that too.
Podcast,
great.
But outside.
Yeah. We
thank
have
you
strangers on the street. That's okay.
Guys, we're going to get to your Zooms in the after hours. I apologize. We had just too much going on today. Too much nonsense, if you ask me. Way too much nonsense. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tune in Sunday night, highnetwork.tv. It's the 8th annual On Cinema Oscar special. And we'll be back right here next Thursday for more Office Hours. Any guests to confirm, Matt?
Next week. Oh, yeah, big one next
big one.
Week. We got Will Oldham and Matt Sweeney.
Oh, my
Super
golly
Bowls.
Gosh.
Mio
Mayo. All right, thank you, everyone, and enjoy your week. And
the pounding.
I only give them fact.
The pounding.
If they believe quite otherwise, it still will have impact.
The pounding.
Oh!
The pounding.
Mm. Let's go!
The pounding.
Yeah! Oh yeah!
The pounding.
from.
I could, hey, wait,